This is Tom Orms and Look Ahead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 4th of July. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Britain will continue to suffer the consequences of Brexit. On Monday, the campaign begins for the job of Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister, while the opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn remains neutered by the refusal of more than 80% of his parliamentary colleagues to support him. In this rudderless condition, the British ship of state is likely to suffer another blow on Wednesday with the publication of the Chilcot inquiry into British involvement in the Iraq War. Towards the end of the week, the now caretaker Prime Minister David Cameron faces angry colleagues at the NATO summit in Warsaw. Weakening the European Union also damages NATO. Of course, the week starts with fireworks as America celebrates Independence Day. But the United States is not the only country celebrating. There will also be pyrotechnics and celebrations in Algeria, Venezuela, the Comoros, Malawi, the Solomon Islands, and South Sudan. Coinciding with the 4th of July, NASA's 4-ton probe Juno is expected to reach the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter. Also next week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flies to Uganda to mark the 40th anniversary of the Entebbe raid, in which 94 Israeli Air France passengers were rescued by Israeli special forces. In Japan on Sunday, there will be elections for half of the country's upper house. And finally, Peeping Tom should make their way to the British port of Hull. The city has been named the UK's latest city of culture, and the residents will be celebrating with a mass nude gathering. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Orms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 4th of July. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The eyes of the world remain focused on post-Brexit Britain as the UK is plunged into political chaos. Prime Minister David Cameron has resigned but remains until the Conservatives elect a new leader and Prime Minister on September the 2nd. Campaigning begins in earnest on Monday between five candidates. The bookies' favourite is current Home Secretary Theresa May after the surprise decision of top Brexiteer and former London Mayor Boris Johnson not to run. On the other side of the political divide, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn insists on clinging to power despite the fact that more than 80% of his parliamentary colleagues have demanded that he go for the sake of the party and the nation. Senior Labour politicians are concerned that next week the party may split over the issue. To further muddy British political waters, on Wednesday the long-awaited Chilcot inquiry into the causes of British involvement in the Iraq War is published. The report by Sir John Chilcot has taken 6 years and 11 months and is longer than all the Harry Potter books put together. It is expected to be critical of former Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Corbyn, who has regularly crossed swords with Blair, has indicated that he would press for his predecessor to be indicted as a war criminal. The day after the Chilcot inquiry, Barack Obama and the other 27 NATO heads of government gather for a summit in Warsaw. One of the main topics on the agenda was going to be introducing mechanisms to increase cooperation between the European Union and NATO. But after the Brexit vote, the summit has been turned into a damage limitation exercise, as defence experts are unanimous in their opinion that British withdrawal from the European Union damages the North Atlantic Alliance. Meanwhile, on a planet far, far away, Jupiter, and 365 million miles to be exact, NASA is expected to celebrate the 4th of July by landing its Juno probe on our solar system's largest planet. Juno weighs 4 tons and has taken nearly 5 years to reach its destination. NASA hopes it will gather information on how Jupiter was formed and its current makeup. Back on Earth, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is off to Uganda to mark the 40th anniversary of the Entebbe raid, in which 94 Air France passengers were rescued from Palestinian terrorists by Israeli defense forces. The visit is especially poignant for the Israeli leader because his elder brother Yonatan was killed in the rescue operation. The visit is also significant because it is the first to sub-Saharan Africa by an Israeli Prime Minister since 1966. And that was next week's World News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for World Viewpoints with myself and Lockwood Phillips.